What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
What's up, Boston?
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Because it went off originally because of
my
knee.
You have a metal knee, right?
Yeah, because of my knee. And I said, well, I got a knee. He goes, well, it's very sensitive. Let's see what you got in your... Do you have anything in your pockets?
Let's
and
see
whatever.
What you got. You said, excuse me.
He goes, no, that's going to have to stay. But now we're going to have to really search you. Let me pull on the rubber gloves. And I'm like, oh, no, here we go.
Here's a pop.
And then it was like right up the leg. And it wasn't like padding. It was, I don't know if you thought he was in the jungle gym, like a little kid or something, reaching for bars or something, but he reached up real quick. His hand went up, and I'm like, oh, excuse me, mister.
Excuse me, sir.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Oh, it's B&E on the Horn on a Friday watching the British Open live, the Open Championship, the 147th, some low numbers being posted, and Bucky is giddy like a schoolgirl and thinks Tiger Woods is in this thing, even though he's even par. He just made a long par putt.
2 under, that's all I expect from Tiger going in to tomorrow. 2 under, and he's back by 4, that's all.
I'll eat crow on Monday. I just don't know what you see. You think he's got the game to compete with these guys over 4 rounds. I mean, he's still... just kind of ham and egging it out there. He's
making some great up and downs on a course where you have to have a great imagination. He's making the putts, and all he needs is a little mini roll going on right now.
Well, he needs a mini roll.
200.
Because now he's chasing a former champion and an up-and-comer and a couple of former champions, as a matter of fact. We'll get to that leaderboard coming up. Also, the NFL has kind of admitted their mistake in this anthem protest rule that they rushed into place. And they pushed a pause button on that. We'll get you details on that. Carmelo Anthony on the move and big-time trade in Major League Baseball. We'll get to all that. But quick reminder, the heat is dangerous. I mean, we're joking around about it, but when you see 104, 105, 109 on Monday, you were out in that heat yesterday playing golf.
That's not a joke.
In the teeth of it, and all you and the Texas Cheaters are all feeling it today.
Yeah, we're all talking about the fact that yesterday, even my two buddies that went back from Marble Falls to Lakeway didn't even speak to each other in the car, in the
just
truck.
Drained.
Yeah, they couldn't even talk until they almost got to the house. They didn't say a word. And it was, when your cart is on the cement, the cart pass right now, that's the hottest place. It is just.
You know what I saw? You've climbed Enchanted Rock before, right? Or have you not?
I have not.
In Fredericksburg?
No, I have not. Have
you ever climbed the rock? I mean, it's an easy climb. I mean, kids can climb it.
I know. I've never been there.
It's like a big bald head. You just climb to the top of the rock. Temperatures on the rock yesterday, the ground temperature measured in at 133 degrees.
Oh, my God. On like, that
like,
rock?
Yeah, like the rock itself, 133 degrees to the touch.
Not a good place for picnic?
No. I mean, that'll melt your tennis shoes.
Yeah, it's serious out there. I mean, and you have to hydrate yourself. And especially the youngsters that think that they can do it too. Oh, it's not a big deal. I'm going to go out and I've never been in heat like yesterday playing golf. Now, I've had a heat stroke before. About 2 years ago on the golf course. Yeah, but that was because of my diet that day. That was 3 Coca-Colas, a Philly cheesesteak before I played, a couple ice cream bars on the course, and hardly any water. And when you start to get a heat stroke and everything starts to move around, like the fairways start, like it looks like a mirage, that's when it's time to go. I actually got off the course. It was the first time I ever had to come off of a golf course. And yesterday, I didn't have to come off, but I couldn't have played 2 or 3 more holes. I know that.
You dudes sometimes play 27. I don't get how you do that degrees, let alone 100.
Those days are over for me. I don't play 27 holes of golf any longer.
I'm dreading going out to the range to hit like 30 balls today. I think it might be too hot for that.
It says the heat sucks because I work in it. Well, yeah, you folks that are working outside, I mean, you know how to hydrate yourself, but just be careful if you have plans this week, weekend, as you said, Buck. I mean, not a lot of sodas. Lay off the sugar. Pay attention because it can. This is really, really searing.
I'm out of the soda business. The summer's not. That's not the time for that. You have to dilute everything.
More Mountain Dews.
Well, no, I dilute my Gatorade with water now. I put more water. I don't want the sugar. It just crushes you. And you, by the way, you do have to eat. I wouldn't suggest Philly cheesesteak. But you have to eat something before you go play a round of golf. You can't go out there and have a nasty hot dog and think you're going to be okay.
Let's get some headlines, then we'll pick up the heat conversation. Also, crystal ball picks from the USA Today on the NFL have been a big topic, and keep you posted on news from across the pond at the British Open. Let's get you caught up right now. Top Gun Lawn and Equipment Rentals brings you the headlines. That's Top Gun with two N's.net. We now have two golfers tied for the lead at the Open Championship, the 147th playing of the Open Championship at Carnoustie. It is a drizzly, rainy day with not much wind, so very soft conditions. Their low scores are being posted. Zach Johnson fired a 67 today. He's into the clubhouse. That followed up a 69 in round one. He is at 6 under par, tied with Kevin Kisner. Kisner has put a birdie on the board in his first four holes. He's to minus six as well. Of course, he was the clubhouse leader after his 66 in round one. So two golfers at 6 under. Tommy Fleetwood, round of the day so far, put a 65 on the board. He is to 5 under for the championship. One back of the leaders, Rory McIlroy. Back-to-back 69s in round one and two. He is at 4 under, along with Eric Van Rooyen, Tony Finau, and Xander Lombard. Tiger Woods sitting at even par. We'll keep you posted all day long right here on the Horn. Less than 2 months after establishing a controversial national anthem policy, the NFL has hit the pause button on that rule, as the league and the Players Association are now going to sit down and take their negotiations behind closed doors to work towards a compromise on a policy for conduct during the anthem. In a joint statement, the two sides declared that their shared focus will remain on finding a solution to the anthem issue through mutual good faith commitments outside of litigation. Keep it out of the courtroom. NBA, Carmelo Anthony traded yesterday from Oklahoma City to the Atlanta Hawks, part of a three-team deal that lands Dennis Schroeder back in Oklahoma City. Of course, Carmelo will not play a minute for the Hawks. They're expected to buy him out for full in his contract for this year. Houston Rockets reported the frontrunners to sign him once he is a free agent. Major League Baseball, Cleveland Indians swung a big-time trade yesterday. They acquired the All-Star closer Brad Hand, along with rookie reliever Adam Simber, to help their struggling bullpen. They had to give up their top prospect and one of the top prospects in baseball to get it done. Their highly regarded catching prospect, Francisco Mejia, headed to San Diego. Round Rock won at Colorado Springs last night 4-3. That's the Express final ever game at Colorado Springs. That organization is moving to San Antonio and relocating for 2019. E-Train now headed to Omaha for a weekend series with the Storm Chasers. And that's the news.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. Get a free steel or Husqvarna weed eater with every riding mower purchased through the end of July at Top Gun Equipment. TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Kevin Chappell now to 3 under par over there in Carnoustie. He's got a nice number going. These guys are putting numbers on the board. This is a very gettable golf course right now because of the soft conditions and the wind is down. Keep it in the fairway. Get it on those. The greens are just beautiful. Rolling perfect. So you get them online, they're going to fall. And guys are putting some numbers on the board. You got to take advantage of this right now. If you're a guy like Tiger Woods or any of the guys on the golf course right now, Jordan Spieth will tee off. Your Spieth is. I mean, he collapsed yesterday. I remember he was to 3 under.
Last 3 holes.
Last 4. And which those 4 holes, Jack Nicklaus has called the toughest 4-hole stretch or finishing stretch in major championship golf. That's how tough those 4 holes are. And they got Jordan Spieth yesterday. Spieth will tee off later here this morning for his second round.
I'm really good with the Atlanta Falcons, their owner, Arthur Blank, saying, no, we're not going to deal with you, Julio. That's ridiculous. And I know Julio Jones is probably the second best or the best. It's 1 and 1A between he and the cat from the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, I mean, if you sign a 5-year contract, you can't go back into your number two and start saying, wait a minute, I need another contract.
Well, here's where I'll give these NBA players credit, like right? And you know what's funny about Jimmy Sexton? I heard this story yesterday. He's also the agent for Scottie Pippen back in the day. And remember when Pippen, there was a time where Scottie Pippen signed an 8-year contract with the Bulls. And at the time, Jerry Reinsdorf said, look, that's too long. Scottie, you don't want to sign that long contract. And Scottie Pippen said, no, I do. He's from a poor family and growing up in Arkansas, and he wanted the deal. But of course, and Jimmy Sexton was his agent. And what do you know? 4 years later, Scottie Pippen's crying that he's poor. Not poor, but that he's underpaid. Because, you know, in the 4 years, a bunch of guys signed bigger and longer contracts, or bigger and higher dollar contracts.
Yeah, but you needed the money for your family. Okay, here it is.
Yeah. And Reinsdorf said, don't look. Why? So my point would be, these NBA guys now that are doing 1 and 2 year deals, it's really smart. I mean, sign these little short contracts because, you know, it's like the quarterbacks right now. Who are the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL? Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, these guys who have not done much. You know, it's because it's the cycle of the contracts.
I was thinking Sexton was also Revis Island's age. Remember, he used to get him those 2-year deals for this crazy money.
That's the best way to go. I mean, if you're a great player like Julio Jones, now if you're not a star player and they offer you a long term contract, take it, run with it. But if you're Julio Jones and his beef after signing a 5-year contract and 2 years into it, he's saying, "Wait a second, there are now 7 or 8 guys who are making more than me. That's not right." Well, that's not right. But you signed the deal.
Yeah,
you could have signed a 3-year contract and you'd be going into the final year, and they'd be forced to sit with you and renegotiate, and you'd get the new contract. I agree with you that I'm with Arthur Blank for saying, nah, sorry, Julio. Now, some would say, well, he is one of the best receivers in the league, but you know how many touchdowns Julio Jones has caught in the last 3 seasons, though?
But you're not going to re-sign him.
14.
That's it?
Yeah. He's not a touchdown scorer.
Well, and he gets hurt. He comes up with some stuff, but
I'm not arguing that he's not great.
Yeah, he is great.
But I'll keep DeAndre Hopkins. I'll be fine. Down in Houston. He'll be my guy. It says, E, what are the details of this minor league baseball change in San Antonio? Are the missions still going to be there? No. Well, they may be the missions. You know how affiliations work. You keep the team in the name. Mm-hmm. And the Round Rock Express will still be the Round Rock Express next year, but they're going to be the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros. They were the Astros when they began, then became the Rangers. They're going back to the Astros. San Antonio and the missions, that Colorado Springs team is moving to San Antonio. And they will be the missions, but it will be a AAA affiliate and most likely will be the affiliate of the Texas Rangers. And the missions, as that organization is moving to Midland to be the AA team in Midland. So that's all going to come down in September. And the Astros farm system, because right now the Astros AAA is playing out in Fresno. That is not convenient for anybody. They've been waiting for that to end.
You know, I don't even know if Brown has signed a real, real long. Pittsburgh, I don't know if they've signed him to Antonio Brown to a huge deal, but a long, long-term deal? 3 years. I think this 3-year thing sounds about right.
And that's what I'd be doing, right? I mean, especially if you get the guaranteed money and you can renegotiate, especially if you're in like Julio Jones in the prime of his career. Just keep re-signing those contracts. I mean, Kevin Durant this year signed essentially a 1-year
deal. Oh, the NBA's got it down. Those guys know what to do. When you're a great player in the NBA,
yeah, you can continue.
Why would you sign for six years? You sign for 2.
Yeah.
See you later after that.
Well, and think about like a guy like Tyron Smith in Dallas. They signed into a 10-year contract, but every year they come to him and ask him, hey, can we move some of this money around and help out our cap and push some things here and there and make it happen on this direction? But you know, but again, if you're Julio Jones, I just don't think you can cry about where your standing is in the league.
That's something that you did to yourself.
Yeah,
I mean that's
where your agent can say, "Look, Julio, why don't we just go shorter here and then just keep re-signing mega deals?"
Well, the good thing is that Jimmy Sexton gets paid by the years too.
Yeah,
I like it to be long. I'm gonna get a paycheck every year on that 10% or whatever I get. That's why they like long deals.
All right, so the NFL and its anthem flap as well. This was bound to happen. You know, when this came down and the NFL put the rule in, I support the rule. I think the NFL has a right to have a rule just like the NBA has that, the NBA has the same rule. But that rule that the NBA has that, that you have to stand for the anthem and we're not going to tolerate that, the NBA collectively bargained that rule. That rule was part of the collective bargaining agreement between the players and the owners. And so the players were on board to the agreement. This rule that the NFL instituted back in the spring at the owners' meetings, the players had no say in it, and all the owners weren't on board with it. They didn't even have a vote of the owners. And reports of 8 to 10 different owners do not support this rule. So this was bound to happen. The players have filed a grievance, and so it was going to end up in the court. And last night, the NFL said, wait a second, let's sit down, let's negotiate, let's come up with something we can work with.
God, you had all summer to do this, guys. Well, right through the dadgum spring.
Well, and now preseason games are just a few weeks away. And so preseason games have national anthems, too.
I don't know how a $14 billion company can screw things up when you have all kinds of time. There's got to be people that somebody's got like a brain there.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what you have to do is you got to get the players involved here. I mean, because, again, I think both sides would like to come to some type of resolution that they can all agree to. But when Roger Goodell, essentially, in the league just pushed this thing through and a third of the owners weren't even on board with it, that's going to cause a problem. And that's where they are now. We'll see what it becomes. Of course, they came out with the rule that you can be fined for either stay in the locker room or stand, or you could be fined. And I think there'll be some change to that at some point here.
I don't know why it wasn't. I don't know why it was so hard not to leave the players, do the national anthem before the players come out. I just never. I don't know what's so hard about that. Your fans still get the national anthem, do they not? I mean,
yeah. Now I'm not sure that's okay.
Why?
You know?
Yeah. Well, because
it'll just be looked at as a way to shut the players
cop out.
Up.
Yeah, as a cop out or not letting the players speak. And but again, I you know other leagues have the same rule, and I'm for the owners being able to institute that rule, but it's got to be agreed to collectively in my mind. But you know, college football, the teams are in the locker room and the national anthem is sung.
Does the NBA show is national anthem done on TV for all NBA games?
Well, that's the thing. No, it's not.
Why wouldn't you just change the rule for? What?
Well, I mean, it's an easy enough change would be that the TV.
You could call it a cop out, but you can.
Well, the NFL collects huge, billions of dollars from their TV partners. Could they work with them and say, "Look, let's just not televise this thing"? But
you could do that.
Come
too,
back for the kickoff.
But I mean,
for games like the Super Bowl and Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football, they always show the anthem, and that's been a point of patriotism in the league's mind, and this is why the players decided this was a place where we could make a statement when all eyes are on. That and it's not about the anthem, it's about the cause that we're pushing. But again, I mean, as I've said over and over, the NBA has a rule. And when Colin Kaepernick began the kneeling and that began, it was the NBA and their commissioner that doubled down, sending a letter to all teams saying, hey, remember, this is our rule.
And it's been our rule. Right.
And it started back with Mahmoud Abdul Rauf, if you remember, back with the Denver Nuggets. And, you know, so the NBA has a rule and it doesn't seem to bother the NBA players. Because they can protest in many other ways. I mean, there are many other ways to protest, and you know, the NBA players are some of the most politically active and socially active among all the athletes. But they still are able to stand for the anthem and don't seem to have a problem with it.
I mean, part of their bit though, NBA players get to wear during warmups. They can wear shirts with messages on them and stuff, and they got more of an opportunity to promote themselves. And Adam Silver's more progressive when it comes to it, but. Yeah, I mean, that seems like the easiest solution, right? Just don't televise it. It'll still be a topic because people will be at the games and they'll be tweeting it out and it'll go on social media. But I think the NFL is most concerned with this hurting their bottom line. If you just don't put it on TV, that will
Here's the bottom line for me. For the NFL doesn't have a good answer to this, and that's at some level their own fault, but because they didn't have a rule in place and now it's going to look like a cop-out whichever way they go because they're caught between – they're both sides of it. I mean, if they go strong against the players are going to be unhappy, and the people who support the players will be against them. If they go the other way, the people who support the anthem policy, a lot of ways are, you know, the people who buy their suites and are their corporate sponsors and are helping to fund the league, and that becomes a challenge. Season ticket holders and suite holders. So there's really.
And once again, the players understand because when they see the bottom line is the fact that the teams made $255 million apiece over close to $14 billion for the NFL. For those that think, boy, this really hurt the NFL last year. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt them. It didn't hurt them financially. I mean, the NFL made so much money last year again. Yeah, they could make, okay, you can always say, well, they made $2 billion less. That group last year made so much.
Yeah, they're all making money, but this is about, in the player's mind, freedom of speech. But, you know, this is the NFL where they've been the no-fun league for a long time. They've had rules and restrictions that have been in place on uniforms and socks that you can wear and can't wear.
Shoes.
I mean, end zone dances. I mean, then you could argue that's freedom of speech, too, but they've cut back on the end zone dances. That's now a penalty. And they can fine you for uniform code violations and things of that nature. You know, this is in line with the way they run their league, but at the same time, the fact that it's coming after the protests began is what's led. And then let's be honest. I mean, this comes in a completely polarized political climate that we're in, where it's us versus them at every level, in every political discourse measure. So the president obviously has inserted himself into this, which has made it a completely partisan conversation to where, again, I don't know what a good NFL decision can be. If they go hard and let the players do what they want and don't find them, that's going to piss off a lot of people on one side. If they go the other way, it's going to piss off the other side.
I know this. When you're not totally together and all your ownership's not together and
the country's not totally together. I mean, the country is.
I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about when it really comes down to it, what matters is your league and what's going on with your league. And when you haven't told you've implemented some rule, but you have 10 guys or 12 guys in your own ownership.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Got the message. That's
ridiculous. Why are they split, right? I mean, why are 8 to 10 owners not on board?
Because they have different beliefs.
Because they're in a blue state. They're playing in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're playing in Seattle, where the support is with the players and against the president. The ownership is right down partisan lines, too. If you look at who's for this, they're in red states. If you look who's against it, they're in blue states. So even that has a political bent to it, that they're playing there. And that goes to their ticket base. That goes to the people that cover their team. That goes to the people that come to their games. You know, I mean, obviously in New York City, the president's not a very popular person. In the state of Texas, he's a pretty popular guy.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you know? Jerry Jones and Bob McNair are completely on board with the league. In New York, both the New York owners are completely against this rule. And that falls right along political lines, right along the divide in this country that the NFL is caught right in the middle of. And that's why I say there's not a great solution. They just have to come up with one that's collectively agreed to.
But right now their fault is they never got everybody together and made that decision.
But I don't think that's what I'm saying. I don't think there is a decision that everybody's going to be on board with. What is that?
But they made decisions, but they didn't. But everybody didn't know about it. I mean, it's like they made a decision.
But I still think when they sit behind closed doors now, which was what they should have been doing back in the spring.
That's what I'm saying. But
there's still not going to be a decision everybody agrees to.
But shouldn't you have been sitting behind closed doors?
Yes.
Should you not have this situation right now?
Yes. Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, they botched it the way they rammed it through without – because I think in their mind, they understood what I'm saying right now, that when we sit down, there's not going to be a unanimous decision.
But you'd have had a better chance in the spring or 6 or 7 months ago.
Well, that's true. I agree with that. But even today, it's still going to be a challenge to find something that all sides will agree to. That's the climate we're in right now. It's hard to get either side together to agree on pretty much anything.
That's just being lazy by the NFL. I mean, that's just being lazy. I mean, those decisions should have been made when the season ended and this thing was at its height. You should have sat in a room and not in July all of a sudden saying, well, this guy's not on board. Now we've got to totally...
Well, and what you don't know is how many of those owners were somewhat on board with it, and then all of a sudden, once it was announced, they've heard the backlash from their constituents or their fan base.
As you said, constituents sounds political, yes.
No, it totally is. I mean, there's no doubt it is. I mean, the owners that are against the rule are in really blue states and blue cities. San Francisco, Seattle, New York, no doubt. And this lead, the ones that aren't are, you know, Midwest, South, Texas, that are more red state fan base, and that just falls along political lines. And again, that's a challenge for the NFL. And of course, yeah, they did screw it up. They screwed it up in the spring. There's no debate. My question is, what can they come up with in this closed door meeting that's going to make everybody happy
at this time?
I don't know that there is one.
They're going to go to camp. They're in camp, right? Aren't they? There's guys in camp now.
The Ravens,
dumbasses,
have arrived.
Ravens and Bears are in camp. Yes, Ravens
Crazy.
And Bears. Well, and every other team that I saw, their rookies are in camp. So all the rookies go in a week early. To get adjusted and get ahead of things and get used to the speed of things and how it works, and then the veterans who already know all that will show up next week. So yeah, camps will be in full bore come next Wednesday. All right, we'll come back when we do. We'll pick up that and your conversations there. Also, salacious gossip and your blitz before the end of the hour on a Friday. You've made it to the end of a long, blazing hot week in Austin, Texas. We'll get you into the weekend coming up. It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
B&E.
Oh, got some pretty good salacious gossip, including an all-time date gone wrong. Got to get to that in the gossip. That's a beauty. That's a beauty. Also, talking NFL anthem policy. They put it on pause and are trying to work something out collectively. A lot of controversy or a lot of comments coming in on that, and you can imagine they're one side to the other. Also, British Open going on. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods to 1 under. You need them to get to 2, Buck.
I said he's got to have 2. Yes.
All right, we'll
just go ahead and just grind it. You got to be a grinder today, like Cooch, like when we saw Cooch here. Just grinding for hours on the
Cooch
range.
Cooch is on the board here. Cooch is, he hasn't teed off yet today. Phil Mickelson's to 1 under, along with your guy, Tiger Woods.
Just get to 2 by Saturday.
Cooch
it's all
is
good.
Teeing off later. He's 1 under after yesterday. So, yeah, a lot of golfers still to play. I mean, they teed off this morning, and a bunch of guys are done, including the clubhouse leaders and Zach Johnson and Zach Johnson's the clubhouse leader after 2 rounds.
Fleetwood's the guy. He has been so consistent for the last 2 years.
Yeah, and he shot a 65 today. Low number. Beauty of a round. So he got after it pretty good as well.
It's your guy, Tony Finau. He doesn't give in. You think Tony Finau would give in to the heat, BK? Of course he won't give in to the heat. could be 110. That guy's still going to get out there and get it done.
But there's not heat today. But yes, here, if he was playing in Austin, he may give in to the heat in Austin today.
No, he won't. He wouldn't.
Well, Tony Finau's tougher than the rest.
That's right. He turned that ankle, dislocated, pop it back in, keep on going. That's why Tiger's a doctor. Tiger pops bones back in.
Activates his
bone
glutes.
Kind of popped out and the joint kind of went out of place, but I put it back in.
Activates his glutes and he rolls on. Minus one right
to
now.
Roll on. You get four events a year that are important. You roll on when that happens.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when your ankle is sideways, one day
it looked worse than it was.
Did you see that?
Oh,
come on, man. He tweeted out the picture of his foot as big as a bowling ball.
You're still not believing that happened.
I believe it happened. It wasn't like an act of heroism or anything.
Sure it was. In that culture, in this day and age, how many of the elite golfers that we know would have played that weekend?
Zero.
Remember Dustin Johnson bailed the year before when he fell down the steps a little bit.
Every time every time his little back hurts, he runs off.
Oh, yeah, Tiger. Oh.
Tiger popped his bone back in and kept playing. He did the same thing.
So BS. He did not pop his bone back in.
And a joint.
You're believing just you're not buying Tony Finau's toughness, but you're buying that Tiger Woods actually pushed a bone back into his arm.
I'll never believe that Tiger Woods
his bone was popping out like
on his
popping
wrist,
out
on his wrist.
Yeah, come
his,
on,
his,
the dude has the power to put bones back, joints back.
Well, he's put his bone
activate his
different
glutes.
Places. I know that.
That's why he's got that tape on his neck, man.
What is that about, too?
His neck
day,
is sore.
You're thinking day two that tape would be gone? Come on.
Still sore 2 days ago, man. Two nights ago.
Advertising. He's trying to get some advertising in there.
I like this tape. It's really good for you.
Good for my neck. All right. The lottery. The Mega Millions is up now to over $400 million. I'm trying to tell this guy in here, this youngster in here,
do you play the lottery, BK? I don't know. I've always said I've never played the lottery before.
He's going to.
I'm 45 years old.
You're going to now, too.
I do not.
Thank you.
I do the occasional, and I mean occasional, scratch-off. But
yeah, I like the people that go, and when it's $400 million, they go, which their odds are the furthest away. You should be playing with like a million. That's the best odds
you
can get.
So I'll be spending some coin, obviously, on my lottery tickets because it's over $400 million. I'll be
stuck behind you, that guy at the convenience store this weekend.
I'm that guy. But I'm the good guy who gets out at 10 o'clock, so I don't bother anybody. It's the 5:30 in the evening guy who comes in there.
Oh, yeah, right in the middle of rush hour.
Yeah, he needs six packs of cigarettes, a thing of chew, a six-pack.
And 10 lottery tickets.
That's the guy who's just got, no.
I mean, the quick picks are one thing, but those scratch-offs that they all want, those are just
oh, when they're down, when they're looking down in the glass saying, can you give me number 32?
If I gave advice to 7-Eleven, I'd have a separate aisle for lottery ticket guy. That'd be a separate register just for you jabronis.
Okay, what are you doing?
How do I get my Bud Lights? How do I get out of here quicker?
Yeah, how do you get your six-pack of Bud Lights
out
of there?
Got to get the bottles, man. Got to get the six-pack of bottles.
So what do you do, E? Do you take the 20-year payment of $400 million, or do you go cash option, take half of it right now, say goodbye, don't worry about me in 20 years because I'm 63. I could get hit by a bus, have a heart attack, APD. I mean, anything could happen to me over the next couple.
Say goodnight to it?
Don't I take the cash option now?
Yes, cash option now. Let Uncle Sam take his cut and then invest wisely.
BK says, no way. I want all my $400 million over the next 20 years. I can't wait 20 years.
Nah, you should do the cash option. If I win it, I'm doing the over 20 years bit. It's $20 million per year.
You know, you're allowed to die, too. You don't have to reach 80.
So it's $400 million, right?
Yes.
What's the cash option? How much am I getting if I take the
half,
cash?
Half right away.
So I get $200 million.
Is that okay with you?
Uncle Sam takes half of that, so I got $100 million. I'm fine with that.
Uncle Sam takes half of the half?
Oh yeah, you still got to get
who
taxed.
Who takes the first half? That was Uncle Sam.
No, you're taking the cash option. That is...
Cash option, you don't get $400 million, you get $200 million.
Oh, okay.
And then the Uncle Sam's going to take his 50%. So now I'm down to $100 million, but I can invest that. That'll be fine.
You're okay with that?
I think I can make that money grow at that point. I can make that grow.
For a lifetime?
Yes.
$100 million?
Yes.
So why are you?
I'm going Bobby Bonilla, 20 mil a year, baby. Come on.
I mean, it's one of those you really can't go wrong.
You can make a
lesser, but you can't make a bad choice.
Oh, you'd be 20 years. You'll just be.
I'll be 44 years old.
I'll be Hogan's age.
Be my age in 20 years.
Yeah, I won't go TO and blow it all in 2 weeks.
Heck, 44. TO's trying to play in the Canadian League.
I could still be a stay-at-home dad with no kids. I can achieve my life goals.
BK said that I would blow that much money. I couldn't. I don't have enough time to blow that much money.
No, you couldn't.
I couldn't.
I mean, you could take $10 million and do whatever you wanted, take the other $90 million, give it to a great money manager, and just love it. let it grow. Buy some real estate.
Never see it. Never even know what he's
never
got going
it's
on.
There. Come back next year. Look at your portfolio. Oh yeah, we're looking good. Looking
I'd be
good.
Like Iverson. You'd be like my Iverson guy, the guy who gave Iverson the 10 mil.
We're what talking about practice, man.
Diversify that. Let's keep that growing. Keep that growing. And every day, every year, he could then kick you out another 10 million, and you can go do whatever you want.
Oh man!
And you'd go back, and you'd have more, and you'd have more, and you'd have more.
After a year,
yeah. Oh man, every year.
But BK's trying to get it.
Well, I'll diversify the 20 mil I get a year. I'm not going to spend all that.
No, you're right. Same thing. Again, can't make a bad choice here. Cannot make a bad choice.
All right, then now I'm changing my mind. Forget the cash option. Why don't I wait 20 years?
Because you're gonna.
Well, don't say that. You make it seem like nothing can happen to you because you're in your 20s.
No, I'm going to die at the age of 30. All the money's going to my family.
My wife watches a show on one of the three channels that she watches. I don't know which one. Called
Money Management?
No, Lottery something or other. Like Lottery Dream Home or something, where these people who have won the lottery.
Oh, yeah, they go by. Yeah, I watch that. I know what you're talking
these
about.
These are the dumbest. There was a group I saw the other day.
Hey, watch that.
These jabronis, they lived in Buffalo.
But they don't. They're some of them are scratch off winners for only like $1 million, not like 20 million. Some of them are $2,800,000 winners, and then they go nuts.
So one of the parts of one I saw, this old couple, won this deal. Something it was good money, a good amount of money.
Yeah,
and they bought their dream home in Buffalo. Huh? Get the hell out! You're like 65 years old. You don't want to live in Buffalo anymore. You just won the lottery. Go somewhere warm.
Seattle.
Still,
Puerto Rico.
Go to Puerto Rico. Yeah, somewhere else.
China.
But I'm not going to China.
I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, why are they driving around this dump of a city and this dump of a neighborhood? They're in Buffalo. Go somewhere else.
Bill's Mafia, baby.
Basically,
you can fly back in and go to the games.
Oh, yeah. I basically want three homes. Okay, I want the really nice big house in Austin, down by the water.
Sure.
I then want a downtown apartment in Austin. On Congress Street that looks down to the Capitol.
Exactly.
For anything that I do in town, I stay in town. I stay
there.
You got
it wrong. See, I would have that condo downtown.
Yes.
But then I would have a house up in Wyoming near Nunley's Shack.
But where are you going to live in Austin?
In the condo.
Downtown?
No, but then I'm going to also have like an RV of some kind of one of those cool ones that I can travel with. And we'll do like
Crapper's Full?
You mean one of those things? No, I'm not going to get a big Winnebago. I'm going to get my wife and I just like a little cruiser. And then we can travel, and we'll live in the summer in Wyoming. We'll live in the winter here. Perfect. Done.
Trying to get back to Nunley?
And then we'll drive around and, you know, tour the world. I'll go back to Nunley. I know where he lives. Right there in the Bighorn Mountains, baby.
My third house is going to be in New Hampshire on the lake.
New Hampshire?
Yes.
What the hell is there to do up there?
Lots of stuff.
Get the hell out of here in the summertime.
It says BK should never trust the government to handle his money. They don't have a great track record. Take it while you can.
See, BK?
I'm with you on that.
That's right. You don't know what's going to happen to that money.
Give me my money.
This is the first time I've heard you had an option. I don't know how the lottery works. I don't plan on winning it.
This is a flying RV for that kind of money. No, man, I like cruising. I want to cruise the countryside.
No, you want an Uber driver driving you around.
Oh, yeah, eventually. I'd buy hire a driver.
Yeah, you wouldn't be driving around.
Oh, I would. That would be me. I still want to live in Austin when it's nice.
But you have to have the big
house.
But
I wouldn't
want to
live here when it's. I don't need a big house. My kids are. I'm gonna be an empty nester in two years.
You got like $400 million. You don't need a big house.
No,
you would get a small house.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna get.
Don't need a big
audacious.
House.
Audacious.
Don't need one.
It doesn't mean that I don't have to have only maybe two bedrooms or three bedrooms, but that thing's gonna be like bodacious. I like to suck on the big ones.
Okay, well, it can be very high-end in a lot of places. It doesn't need to be big, though.
Well, big is big. You know what I'm saying? You say, what's big? It's big. It's going to be big.
I mean, for my wife and I?
Yes.
1,500 square feet, fine.
What?
What do I need? You got to clean a big house.
You got $400 million. Well, you ain't worried about cleaning anything, are you?
I'm going to save that money. I'm not saving money. I got to buy my kids a big house, and that's where I'll go. I'll go hang out at Christmas at my kids' house.
That's true. You could go hang out at their
place. They can have the big house to clean.
Dude. The Taco Bell items you could get.
Oh, stop.
Lottery.
Every day.
This guy says, I call the lottery the red. What is it? The redneck. Redneck. What do you say? Oh, we've got so many texts in.
Hey, but he wins.
Let me just say this. Somebody wins. There's somebody getting
someone's
rich.
Having the same conversation
that's
we are right.
right
now.
And then they win.
Someone's going to win it.
Yes.
That's coming from a guy who doesn't play, because I feel that way. But
somebody wins, right?
Somebody
wins.
Jumps off a bridge every day, too, somewhere.
Okay. Ooh. That's not good. That's not where we're headed right there.
That escalated quickly.
And somewhere, I bet you could find somewhere somebody's jumped off a bridge.
Once again, that becomes, how can you be unhappy with $400 million? For me?
I couldn't.
I can't. No.
Because you're a generally happy person anyhow.
Yeah, what can turn me sour?
But if you're a general unhappy bitterman anyway, then like you Kisner? Make a lot of money.
Like Kisner on the golf course?
Kisner's just focused.
Is that what that is today?
Hey, welcome back. Salacious Gossip and then your Blitz. You get to sound off on a Friday, whatever the topic, the lottery, the NFL anthem policy, Bucky's.
And BK, of course, here it is. I'm the broke NFL player that loses $40 million. That's what BK said. He said, you'd be broke.
I would never be broke.
I'm not gonna be like that.
I'd be very charitable, too. Be very charitable.
I'd be very charitable with my money, too. For sure.
Hey, welcome back. Salacious Gossip in the Blitz. We roll on a Friday. It's a fun one. It's a hot one, no doubt about it. We got the leaderboard from the Open Championship as well. Tiger Woods trying to finish strong. Details coming. It's B&E on the horn.
Where you get that from? Did someone tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just gossip. Brought to you by Bud Light. Got to load up the Bud Lights for the weekend. You're going to need them colder, the better. They're brewed right here deep in the heart. And it's going to be blazing hot. So if you do venture outside, I am going to have to mow my lawn this weekend, so I'm going to have to do that early.
Yes, for
sure. Early, like 9 o'clock. What's too early before I start mowing and waking up neighbors? 9?
8:30. You're good.
It's good, 8:30.
It's Saturday. If they need to be up, yes. By the time 8:30 comes around, you're a working person. Time to get up.
Just know it's coming. 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock.
And BK then like laughs
say
at that.
7 o'clock.
Problem
no, you
is,
can't do that at 7 problem o'clock.
Problem is, right during the Open. I think like on Saturday mornings during the British Open, I like to wake up and watch the golf. Just lay in bed.
So you watch Tiger knocking in a bunker here at the par 3.
Ouch. Hey, this is where the wheels came off for Jordan yesterday, by the way. 16 or 15. Here's a Texas. Guys, I work for the lottery, and you guys wouldn't believe the millions of dollars that goes unclaimed every year. Lots of people win it. They don't claim it.
Yeah, they forget about tickets. They leave tickets.
What?
I just told BK I just found a bunch of tickets in my pocket from July.
All right. BK, you got to learn. You got to hear about this Don Juan. You're still in the dating scene. This is a good one. Where did my story go? Close that out. I hate pop-up ads. All right, 21-year-old Kelton Griffin.
Kelton.
Memphis, Tennessee. Get this, Buck. Took a girl out on a date Saturday afternoon. She asked him to drive her 2006 Volvo S60 because she wasn't sure where he wanted to take her and he knew where he was going, so she said, "You want you to drive."
Okay, cool.
They stopped at a gas station when the man asked the woman to go inside and buy him some cigars. While she was inside, he drove off with her car. Not only that, this dimwit, during the course of the evening, the victim made several attempts to contact Griffin, who would not answer his phone, of course, and deleted her from social media. Like, now she was going to go away. Now he can never find her. She also alerted family members the fact that her car had been taken. Later, she received from a text message from a woman described in the police affidavit as her god sister, claiming that Griffin had just texted her and asked her out on a date and was going to pick her up.
What the hell's wrong with
this
guy?
In her car. So he steals
this. Yes! That's awesome!
So he goes out with this girl only to steal her car so that he could ask out his god sister.
I'm going to say there's some drugs involved here with Mr. Griffin.
I don't know, dude. I do that sober. That's an awesome bit.
That is a terrible
Around 10
bit.
P.M., the other woman sent the victim a text and said Griffin had taken her to the summer drive-in movie theater. They were currently watching a show while sitting in her vehicle. Police showed up, found Griffin sitting in the driver's seat of the Volvo. He's now facing a felony count of auto theft.
So did the other girl go with him?
Yeah.
So he's banging another chick?
It's his girl cousin.
The police affidavit didn't indicate any type of banging.
I'm saying they're banging. Why else do you go to a drive-in movie?
Hey, my mom and
dad. Watch a movie.
My mom and dad went to drive-in movies with me in the back
seat. How many kids do they have?
Eight.
Eight.
Huh. Interesting. Must have seen 8 drive-in movies.
So this guy, hey, go get me some cigars. Whoop. See ya.
How was that auto theft? He was going to bring it back, presumably.
Dude, it's lucky she doesn't have any brothers to whip his ass.
Should be auto borrowing. You know, maybe like a misdemeanor or something. That can't be a felony.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. Very smart.
You think he was going to get away with that?
By the way, speaking of gossip, we mentioned earlier that the Frisco shop was closing here in town, and that Austin Java, the coffee house was moving out Man Shack way.
Mm-hmm.
This guy texted and said that Man Shack area is going to become like the new Rainy Street. Like all these restaurants and bars are moving out there, Man Shack and Stasny, out by Moon Tower. Yeah, cool. Coming to South Austin. Little Butte has already got a lot of stuff going on in downtown.
Coming to Southie.
Oh. You haven't been to downtown Butte in a while. There's all kinds of good stuff happening there.
More people,
a little Main Street.
Man.
I've not ventured down that area for
Come
a
on,
while.
Come on, man. Great little bars, restaurants, pizza shop. Get your hair cut.
And I can go to Backway. And I can go to Backway, too, and get there, right?
From your house, you can be in Butte in about 25 minutes. Downtown Butte.
By the tower and all that stuff?
Light the tower. What tower?
Yep.
Moon Tower?
Yeah, I mean, I can go to Butte the back way, yes.
You just come right down 967.
Nice.
Nutty Brown Road to 967. Hey, let's, so come on down. A little south of Weird, as we like to
invited.
Say.
Yeah, it's not like I'm getting invited by the mayor.
Like, I might be the mayor of Butte someday.
Come on down, hey.
Hey, come on out. Come on out and see us.
Come on and see us.
Beautiful Butte. Beautiful
yes.
Butte. Let's go to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
I find Friday Blitzes to be the very best days of our Blitzes.
Or worst, or as worst. It were.
Yeah, it should be. First Blitzer, you're up. See what I said? Yeah, I told you it could be the worst.
Great start.
Yep, next Blitzer, you're up.
Where are we at today?
Where are we at with your phone today?
Next, could you get a new phone?
Next,
I got to stop taking his calls.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, I got a question for the NFLPA. You ever heard of the saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you, you moron?
Mm. Yeah, but which hand? Is it the players that feed you, or is it the fans who buy the tickets that feed you?
Yeah, there's
and
a lot of hands.
The rich guys that buy the suites and buy the sponsorships.
There's a lot of hands out there. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, yeah, I got thrown in the doghouse last night, and I need your advice. My wife tried to tell me that sex and oral sex is the same thing. I said, no, it's not. And I can prove it. She said, prove it. And I told her, it don't cost the same.
Oh, shit. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Here we go.
Okay, one thing for BK, one thing for you guys. BK, if you had your choice, what adult film star would you choose to get caught with TMZ? And then what do the Cleveland Browns, San Diego Padres, and Atlanta Hawks all have in common?
What's that?
I don't know, but they all need tombstones where all the players go left to die.
Oh, go to die. Yeah, Hawks. That's Atlanta Hawks are the place where players go to die. That's true.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck. I hired a young whippersnapper by the name of BK to impregnate my heifer, and it ain't working. I need to hire you. I hear you're mature, old, and strong.
Mature, old. Thank you. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, BK, I'm going to need you to go down to that radio tower and hook up a fresh potato. Thank you.
Get that thing going. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Buggy B.
What's happening?
Hey, man, it's hotter than BK's mom on a Saturday night.
Jeez.
Don't bring my mom into this.
Wow.
She's a lovely lady. Leave
yes,
Mrs. Kellner alone, please.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky always kneels when we do the anthem in the sauna with me.
I don't want a sauna. It's a sauna outside. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah.
Guy number one is still telling guy number two who, what, when, where, and why. That's where we're at in society.
That's where we're at in society. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes.
It's so hot out here, I'm sweating like two rats dry humping in a tube sock.
Tube sock. I like that.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes.
Hey, as a Cubs fan, I was really offended by Jim Kelly doing the Harry Carey impression.
Oh, see, that's wrong. That is totally
out of line. See,
that's
the worst Blitzer we've ever had.
That is totally... That's awful. Next Blitzer, you're up.
This is Pam Cummings. And Buck, I'm excited to see Cooch or play, but not as excited as I was to see Cooch take on that Shinnecock.
Oh, dude. Next Blitzer, you're up.
They're Carnoustie this time.
Hey, Tiger Woods is down to minus two, but more importantly, why is he wearing the same sweater in a row 2 days in a row? Did the airline lose his luggage? What's up?
No, I don't think so. He had on blue yesterday. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Boogie!
What's up?
I pulled up at work today, and this is a dude outside butt-naked doing kung fu practice. I think I'm going to call in.
No, really? Send pictures. Next Blitzer, you're up.
BK Heifer's so fat after sex, she don't smoke cigarettes. She smokes sausage.
Oh! Shut it down!
Those are Fridays.
Cubs and you tickets!
Friday's the best. They get themselves all prepped up for the weekend.
Cancer humor is just hilarious.
Cancer? That was awful. That was not funny.
Ha, ha, ha.
At all.
Oh.
We've got a new solo leader, actually a former now new solo leader at the Open Championship. Get you details. And, yes, Tiger Woods is making a bit of a move. This is a very gettable golf course this morning because it's wet, or now this afternoon in Scotland. It is wet and soft, and the wind is down, and they are posting some numbers. We'll get you details when we come back. Also, more humor like we just had, plus advice for BK on the lottery. Here's a guy that says, Buck, you could have the hot tub in your house like Coming to America.
Oh, I would.
We'll be back.
With wood floors.
B&E on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260. We stream it on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.